Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I have indeed the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union and its member states. We would like to congratulate you on your assumption of your role as chair of this open-ended working group on reducing space threats through norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors. And we wish you every success. Let me already underline that we appreciate your efforts in clarifying procedural issues, thereby allowing us to enter into the substance of the discussion already today. You have our full support. The first session of this OEWG comes at a deeply worrying moment. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is causing a tragic loss of life and immense human suffering. Russia's unprovoked and unjustified military aggression against Ukraine grossly violates international law and the UN Charter and undermines international peace and security. The international community will hold Russia accountable for its actions. The EU and its member states express full solidarity with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people and remain strongly committed to the fight against impunity for atrocities. Mr. Chair, the EU and its member states recognize that while the existing international framework related to outer space and the legal regime provided for therein play a positive role in regulating outer space activities, it should be strengthened to cope with current security challenges and rapid technological development. Considering the characteristics of outer space, particularly the dual use of space infrastructure and the difficulty of attribution and verification, the EU and its member states underline that without excluding the possibility of a legally binding instrument in the future, the most pragmatic, realistic, and concrete way to strengthen space security and to prevent misconceptions and miscalculations at this point in time is to agree upon norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors and to increase transparency and predictability of space activities. As firm believers in multilateralism with the United Nations at its core, we strongly believe that it is in the interest of all states to pragmatically and urgently improve space security. We should act swiftly in order to agree on a global, common, and multilateral solution through greater coordination and cooperation with the involvement of all UN member states and relevant organizations. The EU and its member state therefore continue to be fully committed to engage actively and constructively in the discussion of this open-ended working group. In this context, we have already sent to the OEWG Secretariat, and they are on the website, two joint EU contributions on the OEWG works. One as a scoping paper, and one more specifically dedicated to the present substantive session on the existing international legal and other normative frameworks concerning threats arising from state behavior with respect to outer space. We intend to further contribute with two additional papers in advance of the two next substantive sessions of the OEWG, respectively on the current and future threats and on possible norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviors related thereto. We will also participate actively to the works of this OEWG, the works that you will conduct together this week. I would like to express our gratitude already for the thought-provoking presentations today, and we are looking forward to the other presentations that you, Mr. Chair, have skillfully requested. Thank you very much, and we assure you of our support.